With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during the month of May, Sam's Club has a special offer, active and former members of the U.S. military and their families. Join or renew and receive both a $15 gift card and free groceries, including free rotisserie chicken, 5-cheese macaroni, and gourmet cookies. Don't miss out. Offer ends May 31st. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Play music, sports, and pop culture challenges to compete for great prizes like concert tickets, cash, electronics, and even vacation getaways. Just pick a board from the list, fill out all the squares with photos from your phone, and submit for a chance to win. With a new challenge launching every day, get ready to embrace your newest obsession. Download the app now in the iTunes Store.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play 2 rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their 3 lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddy's package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their 3 legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to enjoy their Memorial Day specials running May 22nd through the 26th. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
Hawks fans, as the Blackhawks battle the Ducks in the Western Conference Final, keep it right here for expert analysis, breaking postseason news, and your reaction too. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Amaticola.
The key for us is to be able to allow any information that Tom Brady and his representatives have. I look forward to hearing directly from Tom on that. And is there any new information or information that he can bring more clarity to, or something that wasn't considered in the Wells report?
That's Roger Goodell today at the conclusion of the spring NFL owners meeting. Tom Brady is facing a 4-game suspension because of his deflated footballs. With the Blackhawks and Ducks tied at a game apiece, the Western Conference Finals shifts to the United Center with Game 3 tomorrow night at 7. Tonight in Tampa, the Lightning host the Rangers in the East Finals. That series is also tied at a game apiece. Mike Babcock is the new head coach in Toronto. On to baseball, the White Sox host the Indians with Carlos Rodon opposing Sean Markham. Pregame on The Score starts at 6:35. The Cubs are in San Diego with Tsuyoshi Wada facing Tyson Ross. First pitch at 9:10. NBA playoffs, Game 1 tonight in Atlanta. The Hawks host the Cavs. In the West, the Warriors took Game 1 last night over Houston, 110-106. Game 2 is tomorrow at Golden State. And Jimmy Butler was named to the All-Defensive Second Team. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. The small things make a big difference on the field, and they make a big difference at Dietz and Watson. One of their delicious deli products is meticulously crafted. Find them at your local market or deli. The best lunch meat you can buy. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight, 6:35, Sox and Indians. On 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Sometimes scandal goes along with being great. You know, that's just sort of the price of doing business.
No doubt. That's the thing, though. Your scandal is just about cruelty. It's not about, well, we're doing this to be great. Just cruel.
That's what I can't figure out, is how they thought that was making anybody better at basketball by trying to make them as miserable as possible.
I can't answer
attacking
that.
Attacking them and being racist.
And I don't know how today you figure that you're going to get away with that.
Why is there an ongoing investigation now when you had an investigation that you said everything's fine? That bothers me even more, because that tells me there's stuff that they saw that they didn't want to see, heard that they didn't want to hear. We're reading these letters now. Find these coaches and ask them, is this true? Is this true? Is this true? And then find out if they're lying.
Boars and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Len Casper.
You guys know how bullpen arms are. You can have two or three good weeks and then two or three bad weeks. We're at the point now, guys, where I think you're at the quantity stage where, you know, if a guy has two or three bad ones in a row, you grab the next guy in line. And not quite sure when Neil Ramirez is going to be back off the disabled list. So Medina adds a little depth. 26 years old. Looked like his velocity was down just a little bit. Strikeout pitcher, but control has been a bit of an issue. But you just hope to catch lightning in a bottle, and Medina can come up at some point and add to this mix.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Bors,
the head of the stupid club.
Dan Bernstein.
Just like your team.
Oh, brother.
Let's go to work.
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, the Bors and Bernstein show. And yeah, we went through that yesterday. We had absolutely from central casting the one of the remaining disgruntled White Sox fans who was just kind of there and raising all of the old issues of, oh, like, can't we get our fair shake or get our due? And you knew it as soon as somebody brings up the Cubs that there's a problem. And, well, last night both teams kind of went flaccidly into that good night, and away they went. The Bors and Bernstein Show at 305-312-644-6767. We're having a bit of a technical connection problem, and Terry will be rejoining the show momentarily once we get the connection reestablished. And I believe we have. So I think that's...
I'm there?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I have been here. I've been waiting. I've been listening to music and listening to people talk about things and wondering, well, I have thoughts on that. Some thoughts.
Yes.
Not, well, no, not necessarily
I don't think
good
do.
Thoughts,
yeah, just,
but I have thoughts.
I'm happy that we got the old... It took months before... Actually, was it months or years in between one of those White Sox calls, but it proved they're still out there.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It proves that somewhere that pocket... Where was that guy? Elmwood Park or wherever he was? I'm not quite sure, but... Yeah, we can't. Nobody will say the nice things about us. Don't worry about it. It's also that hockey thing this time of year, where people and it's waking up to a hockey score is fun because I knew going to sleep that something dramatic and exciting was going to happen. It was either going to be very very good or very very bad. And you walk out of the porch in your underpants,
yes,
and you pick up the paper and you.
That is a good kind of look at the feel for the thing.
Right.
That something good or bad had to have happened. They can't still be playing now.
Right, exactly.
They're not playing now.
Well, it's possible they could still be playing.
They could be, but I don't think that they've gone all night yet. I don't think there's been one that has gone hours. I don't believe so. But maybe they're setting up for one. Although there was a lot of minutes and a lot of stuff going on. And then the goal was the least, like a lot of hockey. It just happened. It wasn't anything spectacular. There wasn't anything to it. There wasn't a beautiful move. There wasn't. It just happened. There it was. The ball puck bounced and he got hit at him and he managed to control it and that's it. But it wasn't. And that's how hockey ends. I mean, I'm not surprised. I was hoping for something like a really nice killer goal, just like a, oh man.
You know, they did a very good job marking Kaner.
They
clearly have decided that they're going to suffocate him.
Yes.
That whatever they get, if Marcus Kruger gets it, Marcus Kruger gets it. But and hey, tip cap to him. But it looks like they've decided
they are gonna
devote all their resources and attention to making sure that Kane doesn't get things
Correct.
Started for him.
That's what it looked like to me. And they're also gonna use some of their big bodies on you. They're gonna continue to do that too. So I thought well, the first one looked to me like, and the numbers showed there was more of a Hawk game than it was Anaheim despite the final. That last night, that was pretty damn, you know, that wasn't...
Depth will be tested. Will be tested in these games, and especially after that game, too, because of having to play essentially an extra game.
You
play two games in one night, and you're already down a couple guys. So I think this could be a very exciting series.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tougher than I thought.
Yeah, it would appear so. You know, but hockey's weird, but it would certainly appear so. You know, and I don't know that home does much for you, because I see the same thing happening in at UC that I see other places. You know, when they're good, they're good. And I mean, I think, I guess you can officially sort of label to say, yeah, you know, are a really good opponent for the Blackhawks. They are that good, because last night they were. I mean, how many shots did they have?
And where does Bruce Boudreau rank as far as pink people go? Because he's very pink.
He's very pink, yeah.
I don't know if he's cold or if he's angry, but for...
He's cold and angry.
He's cold and angry and just extremely pink.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like a giant screaming infant.
Just wait till the series goes on.
In Aurora, Scott is on the score.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but... With the Bulls roster situation as it exists, we all see the Butler Max contract coming, and we know Rose has got his money. Is it in any way reasonable to just let Butler go? Because it feels like you're not getting past the Cavs. I mean, I think it feels that way. It certainly looks that way. And if you sign Butler, you're admitting that for 3 or 4 years you're just going to play the LeBron beat-me-up game.
You're going to play it anyway.
If you let Butler go, you might not make the playoffs, and you might be able to fix things quicker than the Butler Rose combo of pain. It's so financially expensive to keep that backcourt together.
Yeah, you're out from under the Rose money in a couple years, though, and you'd probably rather have Butler and just let the Rose money leave.
And then not build via the draft and hope for ping pong a roo.
Boy, that's a tough one, though. And then
you could let Rose play that alpha dog thing that he tried to show as Dan wrote in his column in Game 6. You know what, Rose? You're the man. We can't afford Butler. You do it. And build it from there. Because I don't feel like, I mean, if you let Rose go in 2 years, Butler's not exactly the all-star you want championing the team. I mean, we all know we're in basketball. Just maybe a little bit better if we don't make the playoffs and we hope for ping pong balls.
Then you're not even doing the right. You're not even tanking correctly, and soon they're going to get rid of ping pong balls altogether. That you're going to end up.